Good morning. In James, it tells us that God is not a respecter of persons. And it also says that if ye, let me see the scripture here. I thought I had it. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin. And that's what I would like to look at this morning somewhat, just the thing of having respect to persons. And not we're not able to do that without committing sin. And my mind and the meditation this morning, mostly I will be with Jacob of old. Looking at his life and how he was guilty of this. It does say that God was with him and God had chosen him as a father of Israel, and we acknowledge that, but at the same time, he did make some drastic mistakes that affected his life in a majorly negative way. First of all, we see that when Esau came back from hunting, and he was totally worn out and spent, Jacob had made some pottage, and he convinced Esau to sell his birthright. And from that point on, there was tension between these brothers. It never, at least for a long, long time, it was never a good relationship again. I don't know if it ever really was. They did make some reconciliation later in life. But we'll look at some of the troubles that followed Jacob because of being selfish, being deceiving, and later on having respect to persons. Shortly after this incident, when he bought the birthright or stole it, however you want to say, he deceived his father Isaac into blessing him instead of Esau. Under his mother's direction, he went and got several kids from the flock and put some of Esau's clothes on so that he would feel and smell like Esau. Went in and told his father that he was Esau and greatly distressed his father because his eyesight wasn't good. And he knew it sounded like Jacob's voice, yet it smelled and felt like Esau. He ended up giving him the blessing, and Jacob was just barely out the door when Esau came and had done what his father had commanded him, went out, got some venison, and prepared it and brought it to his father. And they realized that Jacob had again deceived and got the blessing, and they left it at that. They didn't try to retrieve anything, redo anything, but Esau was out to kill his brother from that point on for a long time, and Jacob had to flee. He fled to the other country where his cousin Laban was and lived with Laban for a long time. Ended up working 7 years for Rachel, and then being deceived, he got Leah instead of Rachel. And here I would say Jacob was reaping of the deception that he was sowing in his own life. And he worked another 7 years for Rachel, ended up having two wives, which just greatly, again, brought confusion and turmoil into his family. And he always favored Rachel. And Leah was the bad one. Rachel was the good one. He favored her. And then, of course, he also favored the children that came from Rachel, which were Joseph and Benjamin. And we see that Jacob made a special coat for Joseph, a coat of many colors, So everywhere that Joseph went, he had this, well, I don't know about everywhere, but whenever he needed a coat, he had this special coat on, and it was very obvious that he was favored of his father. And this, of course, generated much spite, much tension in the family. And tension in the family is just one of the most miserable things to live with. The family should be a place of rest, of love, of peace and joy. But instead of that, in Jacob's family, there was tension, there was hatred, there was angry looks, there was strife, looking out for themselves rather than for others. And the brothers that were born of the concubines and of Leah, they all hated Joseph to a greater or lesser extent. And the life in Jacob's home was very, very miserable. And then, of course, we get into the story of how Joseph was sold into Egypt and the great grief that caused Jacob. But we should take note that all of these griefs, all of these strifes, these tensions, this hatred, and the miserable life that they were experiencing, these all stemmed from a life of deception and a life of being partial. Consider how very good.